Okay, so I try to duck my own personal recession and go off to graduate school. Because God loved me, I get to hang out with this amazing group of black females. Each one, model gorgeous, smart, kind, loyal. Probably the most stunning group of women I've ever seen in one place. Yeah, it was good. Now, in return for being seen with them, there are a few unwritten understandings. It wasn't that I couldn't date white girls, nah. But if I did something like that, I had to be respectful. Don't just spring some random white girl out of nowhere. Introduce them to everybody first. Newcomers have to respect pre-existing relationships. Cool. And this group of friends, we all date each other first and foremost, but the dudes sometimes, on the secretive 007 download tip, dated on different sides of the color line. But the women said they would never, ever date white guys. And when I ask them about it, they say because white guys never ask them out. It's unbelievable, but it makes me glad because it confirms that white guys are slow. Now for the black students, the social event of the season is this big African-American fall gala. And I ask Astra to go with me. She's from outside the group, from Argentina, super cool, dances the tango, she's fine. And I know everyone's gonna love her. I don't worry about the racial codes or whatever because Astra's Latin and I figure I'm entitled to a brown pass. But then I start hearing stuff from one of my crew, Sonia.
You know, she's not Latin Latin. She's European Latin. She's got the blonde hair and the blue eyes. It doesn't make any sense to bring this woman to an African-American event.
But really? You're a geneticist now? But Sonia's having a great time riling everybody up.
He's taking a white girl to a black event.
And people start talking. And I wonder if I'm setting up Astrid for a bad experience. And I think maybe I should just disinvite her. It seems ridiculous, but perhaps better than the alternative. So I'm dropping off some books late night to the Black Student Association. I open the door, turn on the lights, and I see one of my boys, a white dude, actually from Nebraska, Brian, and it takes me a moment to realize who it is scrambling off his lap. Sonia. Gotcha. I retreat from the room laughing. And it occurs to me that everybody is getting busy with everybody else. The whites, the blacks, the Asians, the Latinos, the Indians, Samoans, the Dominicans, and the Indians. Everybody is hooking up with everybody else, and everyone is lying about it. We're even lying to ourselves about ourselves. And to Dan Snap Judgment, we've got proof. From WNYC, Snap Judgment proudly presents Sex Live, an audio tape.
Sex Live, an audio tape.